From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That's the word from Russian state media, which quoted him as saying the tasks assigned to the defense ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. The Kremlin's website quoted Mr. Putin as telling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in a phone conversation that he had agreed to withdraw the main part of the Russian Air Force currently operating in Syria. In Damascus, the president's office said Mr. Assad agreed to the move, but added that Russia had promised that its Air Force contingent will not entirely leave the country. Syrian peace talks have resumed with a warning from UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, that spoilers will try to torpedo the negotiations. Lisa Schlein reports.
Syria's warring parties refuse to talk face-to-face, so UN Special Envoy Stéphane de Mistura will be shuttling between delegations in so-called proximity talks. He says this will not hamper his efforts to discuss substantive issues with the government and opposition delegations. He says the talks will focus on new ways to govern Syria, a new constitution, and what he calls the mother of all issues, plans to elect a transitional government in the next 18 months. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and the 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. This is VOA News. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Kawis. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. A Peshmerga official says the suspect said his father was Palestinian. Kawis's parents said they had no idea he was in Iraq or that he had ties with extremist groups. Myanmar is set to get a new president Tuesday. The country's parliament will pick a new leader from a group of 3 candidates. Among the candidates is Htin Yah, a childhood friend and longtime confidant of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. She says she will be above the president and rule from behind the scenes, meaning that the new leader would effectively be her proxy. Turkish officials say 2 rebels, a man and a woman, were the attackers in the suicide car bombing Sunday in Ankara that killed 35 people. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says officials have detained 11 suspects accused of being directly linked to the bombing. He says evidence points to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party as being behind the attack. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is not planning on changing her refugee policy despite heavy losses in recent state elections. On Sunday, the Nationalist Alternative for Deutschland Party won representation in 3 state legislatures in what many saw as a protest vote against Ms. Merkel's open-door policy on refugees. U.S. political surveys show the 2 presidential frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are poised to move closer Tuesday to winning their party's presidential nominations as voters head to the polls for nominating contests in 5 states. 3 Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot and killed Monday by Israeli forces. The Israeli army says 2 assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. 1 soldier was wounded. Another attack happened moments later when a car rammed a military vehicle at the same bus stop. Soldiers opened fire on the assailant, killing him. 2 soldiers were wounded. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday, demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president. She is embroiled in a corruption scandal and is presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.